Patient's name, Rosa Medina, first name R-O-S-A, last name M-E-D-I-N-A, date of birth 10-15-2006, date of service 5-16-2022, history of present illness is 15-year-old female, presents to the clinic accompanied by mom and her siblings. Mom states this patient is having some itchy skin and fatigue for the past day, states that she took all of her family to the beach yesterday, and after becoming sunburned, her skin has been itching. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med, denies medical history, denies surgical history, denies social history, denies drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 121 over 60, heart rate 83, respiratory 16, temp 98.5, O2 97, she weighs 281 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, morbidly obese, HEENT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sound signs 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Her skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. She does have erythema throughout entire skin due to sunburn. However, no rash present. Assessment and plan number 1, possible contact dermatitis, but sunburn present. Patient. Assessment and plan number 1, contact dermatitis number 2, sunburn. Patient will be given a prescription for triamcinolone 0.1% cream to apply to affected areas just twice a day as needed. And then I did discuss with mom to get the aloe vera gel over the counter and apply to her body just for some symptom relief over the next several days. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.